Can't we like, you know, dicks for like stolen like ad blocks? Because that's how they make their revenue.
I just want to watch my video.
But
shouldn't it be illegal?
Maybe TikTok.
I don't know, but I don't do it just for the record.
Or maybe they still get their cuts, but through the ad blocker provider.
Yeah, maybe.
They watch the ads for you.
Nice, who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe. So it completely cuts them off. Like,
yeah, it cuts them off. Sometimes it's so seamless. Okay, when I first installed it, okay, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
It would like say ad in 3 minutes. 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
And then after that 3 seconds has elapsed, the video just continues. Like,
okay.
But then after a while, now I forget about ads, but only on mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get ads on mobile.
Oh yeah, so on your PC you're still very good.
Yeah.
Alright man, how sweet.
You should
invest
in it.
Yeah, it's like it's one of those free apps, right?
Yeah, it's donation where you can donate. Yeah, it's free.
At least now you know frequently on those apps.
Yeah, but should we donate to those things?
I think.
No. They already make so much money. I don't want to see him. Nah. Wait, which thing?
Like the ad blockers, like those free ad blockers.
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Donate to them.
Yeah. I mean, they help us.
Yeah, Mishra, after installing it, they say, thank you for using the software. If you want to support, buy me a coffee or donate. Exactly. Donation.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, they don't get money from. Oh, yeah. Okay, then I guess, yeah, I mean, they are helping.
Wait. Yeah,
maybe it's some kind of developer who's making a project.
Yeah.
Those open source developers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. But I have a question, though. So, I make a game. I put it on the Play Store or App Store. It's free. Do I make money with it?
You add ads, yeah.
Get money from ad revenue.
Ad revenue, yeah. Okay.
And, like, in-game purchases. And
yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I remember, like, when COVID was like deep COVID among us, so everyone was on the game.
Yeah,
But I also think there are stocks, like maybe when it blew up, investors came up to Among Us and wanted to put money in. So I also think that's how they make money. It needs to blow up.
Yeah, it needs to blow up. Like, I think it needs like to blow up first before like people start investing in it. Because some, do buy them, like, 15 grand, like, really.
No, but, like, let's talk about gaming and all that. For people like us, how without influence and all that, how do we get our, if we make a game, how would we spread it? How would we go to game?
I feel if I make a game, I would need my friends' support. Because friends can take you a long way if they actually support you. They can be like, yo bro, play this, it's my boys, play this. You have to have the right friends who will want to see you succeed. And then I feel like it can, but also your game shouldn't be boring.
Yeah, but what if it's trash?
What if it's trash? That's a problem, right?
Because friends support will get you so far.
Yeah.
But then also that quality of the game will also have have to take you that last mile.
I think if the quality is top notch, like it's top two, and then like I'm gonna give it to my friends are gonna tell their friends, and then it's good, their friends are gonna tell their friends, it's like a domino. It's 2, 4, 4,
it just
multiplies.
So the thing to take here is make quality.
Basically make quality
and have the right people around. Yeah.
But actually on that tip, what do we need as what app, let's say I want to develop something, what do you think people need
that they don't know that they need
something to take their minds off
for you to give them, they have to not know that they need it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like people didn't know they needed Instagram. Boom.
Didn't know they needed food delivered to them.
Exactly.
You just have to come up. They didn't know that they need Uber while taxi drivers.
Exactly.
How do you think taxi drivers feel about the Uber?
Of course they hate Uber. South Africa, they had strikes, cars, Uber.
But can you sign up your taxi as an Uber?
Nah, that was that extra.
ordering a new Uber, the quantum shows up. Get on, mama.
Weinberg.
It sounds subwoofers, you know, fire ass rib. Yeah. You know, so what's that thing you think, let's say you go in, what's that one thing that people need but they don't know they need? The problem is, I think we have everything.
But that's what everyone thinks. Somebody comes.
Yeah.
People didn't know they needed TikTok.
People didn't know that.
People didn't know they needed to watch people doing short dances.
Exactly. And it's blowing up.
Yeah.
Billions and billions and billions.
Even though it's cringe.
It really is. I mean, we're not taking anything away from you, you TikTokers, you know.
No, keep on doing it.
I am. It's not for us though, but you know.
But that's
to your own, man.
Something that people don't know that they need, what could that be?
That's a tough one. Communications, we can't say, we can't add anything. WhatsApp is there.
Yeah.
WhatsApp
you
is.
You need to see them, Zoom, video calls.
Skype. You know, it has
pretty much
everything.
Yeah.
It's
getting difficult.
Yeah, it's getting more and more difficult to be innovative. You know, that one thing that will just push you through.
Back. It does seem like we have everything.
Interesting. And if you're listening and you steal our ideas, we're gonna get you arrested. Just so you know,
copyrighted.
You know, it has that R, that, you know,
originality.
That originality. But what is it? Like, I'm just trying to think. What is it we have?
But I feel like most of the things, it's, you take something that already exists,
just make it better. And improve it.
Change it some, because TikTok is just shorter YouTube videos. It's like YouTube shorts made cringe here.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it originated from Vines, I think.
Yeah, Vines.
It originated from Vine. Like, Vine is the child, is the birth.
Yeah. It just made it better.
It made it better. It started off with Vines, and then it went to Musical.ly. TikTok was
Musical.ly
before it was TikTok, and then changed the brand to TikTok.
Like, even if you look at Uber, they just took taxi and just made it, I don't want to say more convenient.
It is.
But more convenient.
Yeah.
That was a risk though. Yo, whoever came up with Uber,
it was a risk.
Like,
I'm
gonna call a stranger to come fetch me and take me from point A to point B.
We'll try and monitor them. Bungie, there's a new kid on the block, Didi.
Didi.
Didi one.
You?
Because of the special. Didi Day.
Shabba, you've got 50%. And yeah, me too. I've never as of yet. Maybe when I'm down bad and they shampoo me with a young 75% wolf, I'm gonna be like, okay.
Better than nothing. I mean, essentially, it's still the same Uber driver.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just on a different.
Like, for me, like, I take in driver any day where you pick the price.
But the
thing is cash. You should add a card option, then I'm in driver all the way.
In driver is one way you recommend the price.
And then the driver can counter offer or.
Stick to it.
So
he can say 30, be like, I'm
20, 25.
Yeah, you know, it's like
bidding. Broke today.
I'll take the 20. So it's just like that. But yeah, he, you kill on the block, Chinese company.
Oh yeah, when you die there, you have to scan your face so that the driver actually sees you too.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if I'm ordering for someone else though?
Guess we'll have to text and tell them it's for something else.
This facial recognition, I feel like there's too many identity thefts out there, and now you're giving your face. It's too much.
Because now they already have your name, they already have your number.
Banking.
You just gave them your face, your picture. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have your card also, now they have your picture too.
The security, like my own personal, you know, security, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, but your privacy is out there somewhere. Mark has it in his vault.
Yeah. Guys, let's forget privacy now, guys. I'm gonna track out every movement. Yeah. Where we went last night.
Phones listen.
Like, we all have our own FBI agent. those bros, those dudes are working overtime.
But, bro, maybe but it's like, whoa,
it's funny how we're able to be found anywhere until you actually lost.
Actually.
And then all of a sudden.
Then all of a sudden, comfort can't be found. He's been missing for 7 days. Wait, what?
But when he wasn't missing, they're like, I know it.
Yeah. He went and down south. You are there. He had cereal for breakfast.
What are you doing, Long Street?
Movement, everything. He knows your exact movement and everything, but get lost and then 8 hours in
different story.
It's a different story. But man, I guess that's just the world we live in. You know, nothing is ever yours. It's just, you know, your information is never safe. You have your Facebook, you write everything about you. Your family members,
they ask you nice. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
And then
they make it so, you know, so attractive. What's on your mind?
They're like, oh, you type. They're like, add your
this is my mama, my brother, this is my siblings. I went to this school, graduated. I am
exactly everything. Next thing they're gonna be saying, you have to sign up the ID.
Don't you put in your age?
Yeah, age, but I don't think IT.
I don't think IT.
Because there are too many fake accounts.
But our next thing, I'm gonna say ID.
When did I create my Facebook?
I lied about my age.
Not
me.
You used to use Instagram until you had something out with Facebook for some reason in high school.
He was like, I don't use Facebook.
And then when he finally came into it, how this game, Facebook, everything.
That is not true. They're talking shit. I had it because I was like, I like to try new things. I tried it out and it was
And you enjoyed
it?
You
remember yourself, that's why. He's one of the main purposes I joined it because he was a clown. So yeah, he knows. He won't say it out now because he's mature and grown. But he knows.
That's debatable.
But yeah,
I've always been a Facebook boy since grade 6-5. Always had it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's been a minute since I signed up for social.
Oh yeah, nah.
But I thought they changed with rules being the strict.
No. I don't think they changed because I mean now you know these celebrities are giving their kids like Facebook and Instagram.
And they verify.
Exactly. I mean they are run by.
Okay, but it doesn't say run by my mother. And then the mother comments on the baby's picture with her account. Like, bro.
Okay, Kylie.
But where would we be without social media?
Where would we be?
There are a lot of people I wouldn't know.
Exactly. I imagine a world without social media.
Like,
it's good and bad, but like, imagine a world without social media. Without all the apps we have on our phones, actually. Imagine having to send you an instant message right now. I'd have to send it by mail. It'll get to you next week.
Social media, how?
And I want to say,
because even some people who met the love of their lives there.
You know these apps, Tinder,
Tinder, yeah.
Quick, wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. No, even saw those, and then you're good for the night. Yeah, my love.
It's a
silver platter. Literally everything is in the palm of your hand. Oh wait, I want food. Get it. Wait, I may want to hook up.
I want to watch this movie.
I can access it, dog.
Which leads to this why some services I feel like people pay for them that day, unnecessary.
Like
porn.
Okay, you know you are down why? Bad, down bad if you pay for pornography, guys. I am judging you. I am so sorry. I am going to judge you.
Okay,
right
but
now.
If you pay.
If you pay, like, for Pornhub Premium.
Right.
What are you doing, bro? Just watch what you have. Have you gone through Pornhub's entire, like...
Like, that you want to free... Bro, go on Twitter.
Apparently, Twitter is, like...
Yeah,
like,
apparently, like, Twitter has a lot.
Yeah, right. Like,
gang.
Damn. So why go out of your way to show you're that down bad? Imagine.
You have the satisfaction of telling them what to do. I made you.
That's me, boys. That's me, boys.
Touch your titty. That's me. Yeah,
nah,
this is weird.
Nah, look, having to pay, even the OnlyFans thing, I feel like having to pay. I'm not against porn, bro. Do you? But having to pay.
That's a luxury, guys. But it's mostly men, guys. That's not right. Men are weird as fuck. We pay for everything.
You know,
eat pictures.
You go pay for toes.
Nigga will pay for toes. He will literally go out of his way, take all money to the account, and pay for toes.
Bro, just go to the beach, bro.
Bro, toes. You know niggas with toe, and I know a few niggas with toe addictions, but I don't know niggas that hateful something, but
you can have an addiction, it's cool, but
it's like go to the beach with a camera. I don't want to record your face, privacy.
And you know what you want.
You know what you want. Just go with that camera facing down.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're gonna do with those toes later. It's gonna be beating you me to toe. Yeah, look at these toes, or look at the man again.
Look at this curly one.
Look at the pinky's telling me, oh no, my god, I'm gonna get out. Oh, men are weird.
Oh,
oh
man.
My
fucking
god,
weird.
You're so weird. We go out of our
damn.
Way. Yeah, man. I mean, the porn industry exists because of how down bad we get sometimes. And the thing is, there are more women than men in this world. And
hey, bro.
Yeah. Each to their own.
Each to their own.
Each to their own. Yeah.
Sims, Baba, not everyone has cake.
Hey, stop. Hey, not everyone has been. Hey, that's the whole thing, man. Some people are shooting. Like stay up every time. And then you find missing. You find bros just air balls. Left, right.
Like Ronnie Rage.
Left, right. Left, right. Never going forward. You know, that goal.
Wait, but I. It's there, man. Don't judge.
Yeah. Don't judge, man. That's it. We this is a free space. We don't charge. We just, you know.
Another like service I'd never pay for.
Netflix.
Well, I pay for it, so
I just get an account from someone.
Account hugging is nothing we do. Like, you know, password hugging. I'm like, nah, bro.
Give
it a but I saw they said they're gonna develop a software that stops password sharing. Don't know when it's gonna come into effect.
How are they gonna know that it's not actually me on somebody else?
Maybe they should do it like Google Play or Spotify. We have these family plans and those kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Because you won't just add your homie as family.
Spotify, like you can still share an account with someone. You just can't watch it. Listen at the same time. So maybe they just can't watch at the same time.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's the only thing they can do, because they can't be sure.
Hey, Baba, get off my Netflix. It's my time to watch.
No, talk, get off. Because, like, I'm trying to watch this money. Guys, get off right now.
First come, first serve, Baba.
Bro, it's my account.
I'll change the password. I'm on the setting right now.
Bro, niggas.
Imagine. Nah.
Oh, but if you want to pay, like, I'm paying. Go ahead, I'm paying.
Go ahead. I mean, you're shitting when you're eating, but
but if he cancels it, if he changes your password, you might not be able to enter to cancel.
You can stop card. You have a card.
Yeah.
Bank is fine.
Yeah.
all these people want is their money. So I guess that's the service. And I service Island or Disney Plus,
Yeah, those ones ish, but
I don't have the like that's a different type of luxury.
Yeah.
These things are expensive, guys.
Yo. But why is everything getting a premium now? Like Disney was on 303 buffet too. Like it was fine and it was there.
But we still had to pay. Actually, no. Disney was on 303, but that was the premium package. So don't talk shit.
They did it
vice versa. Through DSTV.
Exactly.
You would get mad at DSTV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the like the but compact. The compact it only just shuffled you with Quantum Network and Disney XD.
And then for a week they tease you.
Yeah,
they
tease
you,
you know.
This is nice, this is nice. And then when you're
they
cancel it. Then you look at your father.
Yeah. Damn, silver spoon niggas.
Then premium.
I'm sorry, nigga. You grew up watching Kim Possible. Okay. I grew up watching Kim Possible, Twitches with those fairies, SpongeBob. Yeah, we had, you know, your Childers, you know, your KNDs, your Kids Next Door, Camp Laszlo's, and you know, all of that.
Niggas XLR.
Ah, cartoons used to be fun.
And these two bad.
Not Uncle Cren. But Uncle Grandpa has its days. Like,
when I saw these stuff are getting out of hand.
When they changed Ben 10, I was done.
When they changed Ben 10 and these stuff started twerking, they would be like, booty shake, booty shake. What do I have to know at a 3-year-old about booty shaking, bro?
Which cartoons like to shake ass a lot? Isn't it
Teen Titans?
Those niggas shake ass so much.
They're normalizing it, bro.
You can't sexualize it. No,
when they changed Ben 10, I knew it was over.
Ben 10, I accepted Ben 10 Ultimate A.
I'm grown. He's grown.
Yeah, he's grown.
Makes sense.
I understood. People grow up.
Then all of a sudden, it was a bit of a stretch.
I'm like, I understand.
And then they changed Ben 10.
Humongous awful.
When they changed the graphics,
when they changed everything, I stopped watching. I was like, no ways. Like the new book, actually, I don't even know the cartoons that play now.
I have a cartoon that play now.
I don't know. I stopped watching cartoons. I'm sorry, grade 8, 7. I used to watch animations, I would watch, of course, like your Incredibles 3, Toy Stories. I would watch it, nostalgia, now I just feel like they've just, by cartoon, we don't include like, your Netflix, your Bad Mouths, your Rick and Morty, those.
No, we don't.
That's a different category.
Rick and Morty
is in child
content. Yeah,
child content.
Yeah.
So
now
we keep that one out.
Yeah,
we
keep
more to
mainstream cartoons.
The shows with real people. What can I call them? Like Bolivin, Maddie, and all that.
They were
A grade.
They were A grade. Like your Sweet Life of Zack and
Cody. Pale of Kings.
Yeah.
Zeke and Luta.
Those used to bang.
Coming back from school, you know.
Some skateboard, some butter.
Kojo, watch it. You know what you had in store.
Then they started fading.
But we still get them on stream, yo.
Trying to get that nostalgia. Yeah. Just try to relive those golden days as a child.
Just get data and you're set.
Yeah, just get data and you're set. Literally, all you need now is just data and hook your thing up and you're good. Good to go.
Cartoons now.
Basically that's it for today.
Yeah.
Girlfriend plant. Yeah, that was nice.
Good chat.
That was engaging. Thank you for having us, brother man.
Hope you enjoyed, and if you have any comments, questions, there'll be a link in when you can send a voice recording saying what you want to say. If you have any problems, the brother said, okay.
Okay, thank you for having us, brother man.
If you need us,
hit us up. We're here for a good time, not a long time. So I know we're gonna be missed.
Oh yeah, shout out your Instagram, maybe some Portland.
I'm your boy Sakilengonya _ SAK.HILE on Instagram.
You can check me at Postman P on Instagram, you'll find me there.
And yeah man, that has been it. Thank you very much for having us, big man.
You know.
And this is us signing out.
We out.